It's time once again for Insight with Jack Stogler on the Fort Recovery Internet Radio. Insight with Jack Stogler is being brought to you by the community-minded sponsors you're going to hear during today's broadcast. Without further ado, here's your host, Mr. Jack Stogler.
Good evening, everybody. Insight on this gorgeous Wednesday evening, March 8th?
9th.
9th? I missed a day. Miss a day, you miss a lot.
Yep.
And we have in studio three of the finest ladies of Fort Recovery. They are representatives of Psi Iota Xi Sorority, who just celebrated their 50th year last year. It's easy to say, by the looks of these three, that they were nowhere near the age to start that new first class. I mean, you know what? I'm guessing they're fresh out of college.
Yes.
Yes.
All three, out of college.
And we have with us Amy Klingshern, the president. Mm-hmm. We have Mandy Wendell. I'll always call you Diller for as long as I live.
I'll always answer.
Okay. And Mandy is the treasurer and the chairman of a couple of the events that we have coming up, correct?
Correct.
And Mary Diller is the past president, and you're here because you know a little bit about everything.
Okay.
Right?
Yes.
So I tell you what, it is always great to get the sorority in because you've always got stuff going on. But let's start with the sorority in general, okay? Amy, as the president, how many current members or, you know, what is the membership like? I know that a lot of the organizations around are down. What's it like with the sorority?
I would say we are down also. We got about 25 members, but active members. Meetings are kind of hit or miss, but the important thing is that the people that are in this sorority show up when things need to be done. Yeah. And that's kind of what we like to tell everybody. If you can't make meetings, everybody's busy. We have kids in religion. You know, we've got to get them where they need to be. Everybody's busy. But there's always a little bit you can do. And that little bit really does contribute and make a big difference to this community.
Like, sure.
All of these extra, all of the people in Fort Recovery that are civic-minded, work towards the community, give this community a lot of really great things. You yep. know, we have great parks, our swimming pool. Historically, everything is beautiful to come and see in Fort Recovery. So you're working towards something that's really, it makes you feel good inside. Yep. So,
well, and those things don't just happen.
No.
You know, somebody thinks of them, somebody comes up with the idea, and then somebody puts it into action. And mm-hmm. You know, it was easy when I spoke to the representatives a couple months ago that were talking about the 50 years. The history and the results of what the sorority's done over the past 51 years, if there's a greater giver to the community of Fort Recovery than the sorority, I don't know who it might be.
Community club. Had to throw that in there.
Of course.
And that's a really good thing because the community club, a lot of the spouses are in one or the other, and they like to brag about who does the most and all that, which encourages the other ones to go out and do something bigger and better, and it just keeps on multiplying. So it's an awesome thing. I don't think it's a real rivalry, but people like to talk about it so that everybody encourages each other to go outdo the other one.
Well, and I think it probably is a real rivalry when it comes down to it.
So. Well, there's no fisticuffs.
No.
A little jealousy over a toilet in a yard, but
yeah, okay.
That's true.
Well, we haven't done that for a while, so you girls can have that.
Yeah.
No, thank you.
Yeah, so
not one more thing.
So, you touched on When you have the events that you need people at, mm-hmm. they show up. Mm-hmm. What are some of those things that you guys do?
Okay. Well, garage sales are coming up. We're going to have this new market, Brick Street Market Fair, which is going to be really awesome. Gosh, we help with barbecue chicken at the Jubilee. What else do we do?
Taste of Town.
Mm-hmm. Also.
Yeah, that's a little bit of a a chore.
Yeah,
well,
that's a chore.
That is awesome.
It is awesome. It's something to look forward to. Mm-hmm. Also, gosh, the quarter auction. I couldn't think of what it was. I could see people raising paddles, and that's all I could see. Mm-hmm.
And you?
Historical Society.
Oh, that's right, Historical Society.
Yeah, you like provide the snacks or something for the
one of a kind auction.
Yeah,
mm-hmm.
they
were talking about
come up with a menu, get all the workers.
That's not just snacks. They call it heavy hors d'oeuvres, but that's a heck of a meal you girls do. That is mm-hmm. incredibly good.
So you also, is there still the whole lemonade shake-up thing? Or is like everybody at the age where you just can't shake them like you used to?
I would do it in a heartbeat. I would do it in a heartbeat. If they need lemonade shake-ups, I would do it. Just because it was so much fun to see people and talk to people and just be down there with all the excitement of the Jubilee. It was so, so much fun. Mm-hmm. And I feel like I could commit because school was out. So, yeah, I'll take and get those lemons squeezed and get the sugar and shake. So, if we want it back, let us know.
That's cool.
And those events, they were talking about the barbecue chicken, Taste of Town with the beer and wine tasting and lemonade shakeups and quarter auction. Those are all Jubilee related items, yeah. activities. And so we have all the expenses covered by the Jubilee committee, and then the money goes back to them. So that's not something we see in our treasury, because that's a huge giving, knowing that the commitment from the Jubilee is to help with our parks. So,
well, and I know you do bulk food sales.
Yeah, we did bulk foods in the fall, like, but we've had a little bit of trouble with that just because of supply and demand is so hard to get food right now and things. So we're just going to kind of put that on hold for a little while and see what happens with
that. Well, we did start with Krispy Kreme. We sold Krispy Kreme donuts after the Fort Recovery St. Henry game, and it was a great fundraiser for us and very easy to do. But we don't want anybody else to steal it.
How many dozen did you do?
Golly, what did... I want to say...
Well, 20 dozen?
No.
Oh, no.
6 dozen?
She filled the entire back of her van with donuts. Yeah, she picked them up at Westchester.
Mm-hmm. Greatest idea ever.
I agree.
Westchester.
And I did notice that a couple months after we did ours, Marion Local did the same thing at theirs.
Mm-hmm.
So.
Who would have thought that something that that people in Fort Recovery thought of would be copied by anybody.
So I'll tell you what, Neil, let's take a quick break, and we're going to come back, and we're going to talk about a couple things that Amy touched on. That's the garage sales and the street fair that's coming up. We'll be back right after this.
This is Zoe from Brick Street Tavern, and we have some great nightly specials for you. On Tuesday, you can get special prices on our famous wings and draft beers. Wednesday night, get $3 off of any of our large pizzas. And Thursday, you can get our tenderloin basket. On Friday and Saturday evenings, we offer a sirloin steak or all-you-can-eat chicken that both include our salad bar and your choice of potato and a dinner roll. Stop in and see us at Brick Street Tavern for some great home cooking.
This cold weather has led to a lot of daydreaming while being stuck inside. With positions open in all of our Cooper Farms locations, we would love to work with you to help create the career you've been dreaming of all winter without sacrificing pay or benefits. Go to our website, cooperfarmsjobs.com, to learn more about how you can start a career at a company that is more than just a workplace. Cooper Farms, more than a workplace.
Hello, I'm Kenny Canote from K&L Tractor Sales in Fort Recovery, Ohio. I'm inviting you to come and see the new Endurance line of litter spreaders from Salford BBI at K&L Tractor. These spreaders are available in pull type and truck mount models and are designed to be the toughest, most durable spreader in the market today. The Endurance wide swath litter spreader is designed with the poultry grower in mind. With Salford BBI's rugged design and construction, you can more efficiently spread your materials, saving you time and money. Come see these remarkable spreaders from Salford BBI today at K&L Tractor Sales in Fort Recovery, Ohio.
The Fort Recovery Education Association is sponsoring a challenge. Fun reading, exciting activity, going on now through Monday, March 14th at the Fort Recovery Public Library. For every 100 books checked out by Fort Recovery students during this time, the FREA will donate a book to the public library and another book to the school library. The students will have fun reading the books, and the libraries will receive more books for free. Everybody wins. Get up to the public library and check out some books during the Fun Reading Exciting Activity Challenge, sponsored by the FREA, going on now through March 14th.
Here's a friendly reminder from your friends at Fort Recovery Radio. Daylight saving time begins this weekend. In the spring, we set our clocks ahead an hour, so this Sunday at 2 a.m., you would turn your clock ahead to 3 a.m. Again, daylight saving time begins this coming weekend. Sunday morning at 2 a.m., it will become 3 a.m. Just a friendly reminder from your friends at Fort Recovery Radio, nonstop Fort Recovery.
We're back in sight. Jack Stogler, Neil Spencer, Rocker, and three fine ladies from the Fort Recovery Psi Iota Xi sorority. And, Amy, we were just getting done talking about the sorority in general and your events and what you do to make money. Where does your money go?
Our money goes to I shouldn't really advertise this too loud, but if you are an Eagle Scout coming and asking for money for a project, we're going to help you out. If you are somebody that has something to do with school, you want to sell us a yearbook ad, we're going to buy it. Yep. We are going to do those small things, but we will also commit to bigger things. We've given a lot of money to our parks. Right now, we're in a commitment for the Opera House. So we have a budget. We look at our budget. The budget committee checks it all out, makes sure what did we give previously, how much can we give this year, those sorts of things.
Do you also do a scholarship?
Yes, we do scholarships.
I was pretty sure you did, but
yes,
I didn't want to.
We do scholarships.
I probably should have asked you off the air instead.
That's okay.
In case you had not stopped doing that. So,
Friends of the Library, Friends of the Arts, the Cancer Association of Mercer County. I mean, there's a lot of places we give money.
Mm-hmm. Well, that's absolutely awesome. And so you have one new event, and you have one that's been going on. So let's talk about the garage sales, okay? Who, what, when, where?
The garage sales, as far as I've always understood, was one of our first events that we ever did as an organization. So it's been going on for years and years, and it used to be just that sorority members sold things that they wanted to get rid of, and then eventually they opened it up and kind of turned it into more of a community event. So we're actually one of the first communities that ever held garage sales. But it's coming up April 21st, 22nd, and 23rd. Registrations, we're still accepting registrations if you want included in the map. And we do have a registration fee, and that's where we make our money off of it, but we use most of that for advertising, and then any of the proceeds go back to those community projects and groups that Amy had mentioned.
Yeah, so when's the deadline on that?
The end of March.
End of March, I think it's the last Saturday in March, if I'm remembering right.
If I wanted to register, how would I go about doing that?
There are registration forms around town at the banks and the post office or store, or if you just contact the sorority on Facebook or reach out to myself, we can get you a registration form.
And if I register, what do I get?
So we have a map and a listing that we put out right before the garage sales mid-April. So it lists everybody in town who has registered, what they're selling, what their hours are. So you have a easy place to figure out where you want to go find the best deals.
Awesome. And you get the sign.
And you get the sign in your yard. That's
yep.
right.
Yep. So it's April 21st, 22nd, and 23rd, which is earlier than what you usually have it, right?
Correct. Yes. So we used to hold it in June, which kind of conflicted with just summer things, and it really felt like apparently it's a garage sale season in the area, and we were one of the last ones, so we wanted to kind of move it back up into the spring. We have held it now twice, I believe, and the turnout's been fairly well, and we've had positive feedback, so we decided to just keep trying it in April, and hopefully the weather continues to hold out for us. So.
And one of the things I always heard was they didn't like you having it that late because it was after town
Correct.
Trash pickup day. So whatever they didn't sell, they could put out on the curb.
Yes.
And let the scavengers come by and steal it instead of filling up the landfill. And some of it did fill up the landfill too, I guess. But
I'm sure, Jack, you've experienced a garage sale at your house.
And oh, yeah.
The joy of being married to someone who's having a garage sale.
It's so much fun. You know, to go up in the attic and where... Back then, when you had it in June, you were up in the attic, like when it was 92 out. And to bring these things down and have your wife mark them as 10 cents. you're thinking, I'd have given you a quarter for me not to have to carry it down, you know? But I also know that it brings a boatload of people into town. Mm-hmm. And, you know... As much as you, Mandy, you mentioned it's stuff you want to get rid of. That's other people's treasures too, you know. And it really makes you feel good when you have something out there that your kids used or whatever, and you see this family that if it wasn't for this garage sale, they wouldn't get that, you know. And it's just kind of cool.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. I think last year had so many baby clothes available that I don't know what population explosion we had around here, but you could have found anything you needed for having a baby.
So this is the second year that it's been in April. Oh, right?
Second or third.
It'll be the second.
Yeah.
It snowed last year.
Did snow last year. And we had to cancel in 2020. So I think
that's right.
Oh, yep.
Yeah.
That
makes sense. Mm-hmm. So, and again, is there any like central locations where they sell food and drink?
Not that I am aware of.
I don't think so. No. I think there are a couple of places that
do we offer coupon or like
so our, some of our is... local area restaurants and merchants put ads in the back on the back of the map, so that has local lunch specials that you can find in the area.
Yep, yeah, cool. Well, I tell you what, it is, it's, you know, one of the neat, like, people watching things that, you know, Fort Recovery has.
Yeah.
It makes traffic a little bit tough at times, especially on a couple of the really busy streets, so.
Yeah, we would have to dig out the sticks from the attic to flag off our yard so nobody would park in Randy's yard, so, yes, it's busy.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. So, anything else on the garage sales?
Expect a map in April so you can plot out your places to get your goods. And, is there anything?
A couple of things I wanted to throw in there or at least ask about was, and I'm pretty sure I know the answers, but people may have questions. Do they have to be a sorority member to do a garage sale, and do they have to be in town, and do they have to be in the Fort Recovery School District?
No to all of those. Anybody can hold a garage sale. Anybody who wants listed on the map just sends in the registration form, and we do have in town, out of town. We've had some in Indiana, so if you want listed on the map, you can register, and we'll get you on there.
Yep. So if you're having a garage sale, you want on their map so people know to go find you, especially if you're not in town, because a lot of times people will drive around. But you just remember, if you're registered, not only do you get to be on the map, but you're also contributing a small amount of money to the sorority to give to all the things that we listed earlier, and then plenty more that just kind of slip your mind as you go, because there's a lot of, like, every group around does a lot of stuff. Mm-hmm.
Yep. Maps will be available, like we said, mid-April, and we usually put them around at the banks and the grocery store and the post office. Mm-hmm. And then they're available online. And then Kelly Walter usually does an interactive map as well, so there's a link that you can go to and follow along on your phone that day as well.
Fantastic.
Well, that's pretty neat.
So we touched on the garage sale. I've heard about this Brick Street Market. what the hell is it and when is it?
What the hell is it?
Yeah. We get that question a lot. Yeah. When we were celebrating 50 years, it got brought up that we haven't done a craft show in ages, and everybody remembers the Old Fort craft show at the school. And so it's just been something we've been discussing for a few years and decided let's give it a try. So it's kind of a spin on what was the craft show years ago, which we think ended in the early 2000s. The first one was in 1972, was their first craft bazaar, and then switched to the Old Fort craft show in the 90s. So we haven't had one for about 20 years, and we thought, let's give it a try, but let's just switch it up a little bit. So we're going to hold a Brick Street Market. We decided, let's bring it outside, let's bring it downtown, let's get, you know, some shoppers downtown and include the local merchants. So it'll be Saturday, April 9th from 10 a.m. to 2 p.m. on the Brick Street.
April 9th?
Correct.
Well, that's coming up.
Yes.
Probably 4 weeks from this coming Saturday. Yeah. So, are people going to be actually set up on the street or in parking lots or?
Yeah, we'll have the Brick Street closed through traffic for the event. So we'll have vendors set up on the Brick Street. We have, I think, three or four food trucks scheduled to come as well. So there'll be some food available and some local shoppers on the Brick Street.
So how do you have a pretty good amount of vendors already? Are we looking at a dozen, 50, 300? What are you kind of thinking?
We're still getting registrations. I'm getting them every day. We're still getting them in. So hopefully we can continue to get more. We're definitely still looking for more vendors. I think I would say we have 15 to 20 at this point, but definitely have space for more, and so very excited.
Yeah, that's great. So is it a lot of local people that do craft things, or is it people that have like 31 businesses or things like that, or is it for that type of thing? Who's invited, I guess, to be?
We really didn't limit it too much with it being our first year, but it's mostly local makers, local crafters, local vendors. So like Cassie's Country Cupboard, or she does the homemade soup mixes and different types of food items. We have a jewelry maker. We have Mormon Bee Farm with their honey. Silo Sky Apparels out of Coldwater. They make hats for kids. So we have a little bit of everything. Another thing that we've decided to add to it is a kids corner to feature some of our local creative youth that we have in our community. And we know we have a lot of them. So we'll have a special kids corner set up just for kids. And we have a handful of those already registered. And we're really excited to have them and feature them.
That's pretty awesome.
They're probably the students that was able to get their inspirations from the art teacher, Mrs. Klingshire.
Those are some very creative kids.
Yes.
Well, so, a little inspiration doesn't hurt either.
Mm-hmm. So did you say that this was from 10 to 2 on that Saturday?
Correct.
Okay, and it's you basically on the main part of Wayne Street from the IGA.
Brick to brick, yep. We will have traffic. We'll still be able to pass through between the banks so that we don't have to close the drive-thrus down that morning up until noon, but you'll still be able to access all of the Brick Street.
Awesome. So whose idea was it?
Probably, I think it was a group of just talking about things that we've used to do and how we could get it back. But I've been working with a lot of local vendors in the past year and just thought, you know, there's some of these other events going on in other towns and we've done this for years. Let's bring it back. So
fantastic.
Now, if I remember right, back in when you had it at the school, there's probably 20, 30, 40, 50 vendors? Am I remembering that correctly?
Oh, my goodness. Crazy. We filled the new gym.
And the old gym. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And the hallways.
And the hallways. And the cafeteria with soups.
And we made broccoli cheese soup. Mm-hmm. I remember that.
Still have that recipe, too.
Yep. Mm-hmm. So far, you don't have that many signed up, but, and maybe might or might not the first year, but once they see that it's really awesome and you're outside and you're doing stuff and you're getting, there's plenty of space, even if you don't get fill the street the first year, you know, you may end up having to have them everywhere.
that's the long-term goal, and yes. You have to start somewhere. So yes. We're excited with where we're at now.
I hope the word spreads and you do start getting dozens more. But it was such a neat thing before. I'm pretty sure it raised some pretty good money, but it was a huge amount of work, if I remember hearing people talk.
Covering a gym floor so that their tables and chairs didn't hurt the wood floor.
Taping it off, and they all had
tarps.
Not that I'm talking from your personal experience.
I wasn't involved, and I know it was a huge amount of work.
I think there's some other things going on in the community that day.
Same day as the merchants' Easter egg hunt that they have down at the park. That's at 10 o'clock. So hoping that while people are in town, they can hit up both events and support some of our local businesses and the Brick Street Market at the
same
time.
That's a great idea.
That's cool. So, you know, and it's kind of neat because as you go from village to village, and it can be in any state, you know, when a town invests in things like this, where people get together and they're walking the sidewalks and they're showing their crafts or their hobbies, you know, it brings a community together, you know. The car show kind of does the same type thing. And so how does the sorority make its money?
There's a small registration fee to set up that day, and then we will be having a door prize drawing, raffle drawing as well with some of the items from the vendors. So, you know, it's not going to be a huge moneymaker. It's not going to be a toilet in a yard type of fundraiser. But if anything, I think we're just really excited about revitalizing the event and then creating something for, like you said, the community just to come together and support everybody.
That's cool. Well, I'll tell you what, we're going to take a break. And we're going to come back and talk about more sorority stuff right after this.
Klingchern & Sons Trucking Incorporated is a family-owned and operated business in Burkittsville. They have over 50 years of experience, and they pride themselves on their commitment to punctual transportation and exceptional customer service. They offer local and long-haul transportation. They have dump trucks, stone slingers, flatbeds, vans, and refrigerated trailers. They have great employment opportunities as well. Visit their website at klingchernandsons.com or call them at 937-338-5000. Call Klingchern & Sons Trucking for all your transportation needs.
When it comes to fracturing compaction, there's no taming this tiger. In both wet and dry conditions, genuine Case IH Tiger Points create a root environment that reduces plant stress and maximizes the potential for higher yields. Available at Hall Brothers and Fort Recovery, genuine Case IH Tiger Points now have 3 times the wear life of our second generation and 6 times the wear life of the original. For more information, visit Hall Brothers, your local Case IH dealer in Fort Recovery today.
Miracle Lanes has 2 great specials for you every Friday during Lent. For only $9, you can get your choice of an order of popcorn shrimp or 6 pollock wings, and each will come with fries and slaw. Call ahead at 375-4274, then just drive through and pick it up. Popcorn shrimp dinner or 6 pollock wings dinner, each with fries and slaw for $9. And they'll have fish and shrimp on their Friday lunch buffet every Friday during Lent. Miracle Lanes, 375-4274. Miracle Lanes is sponsoring a fun event to benefit the high school bowling teams. It's a Scotch Doubles 3-game tournament on Friday, March 11th, starting at 7 p.m. Scotch Doubles is a unique 2-person tournament where one bowler throws the first ball and their partner picks up the spare. You switch the order when the first bowler throws a strike, and it's a progressive no-tap tournament with the first game regular bowling, the second game is 9-pin no-tap, and the third game is 8-pin no-tap. This Scotch Doubles tournament is just $25 per 2-person team, or you can just rent a lane for up to 6 bowlers for $60. There will be a bowling ball raffle, door prizes, and prizes for top score, and each bowler receives a free drink ticket. Here's a chance to try something different and help the high school bowling teams raise some money. The Scotch Doubles tournament, benefiting the boys and girls high school bowling teams on Friday night, March 11th. To reserve your spot, stop into Miracle Lanes or call or text 419-852-9962.
Wow. The Win on the Wabash is excited to announce an exclusive St. Patrick's Day interview with each of our headlining entertainment acts for this year, Jake Worthington and Drew Parker. Drew and Jake join me, RJ, virtually starting at 7 p.m. on March 17th to talk about their careers, music, and excitement for this year's WOW. You can watch live on the WOW Super Raffle Facebook page or on our YouTube channel, WOW Raffle. You can also listen live right here on Fort Recovery Radio. So come shamrock and roll with me, Jake Worthington, and Drew Parker on March 17th as we get pumped up for the 2022 Win on the Wabash.
We're back. We're talking about the WNBA with a couple of Psi Iota Xi members here. Mary, who's your favorite WNBA
team? I can't even name one. I could hardly figure out the Super Bowl thing.
I know. So, I tell you what. It's so, let's touch on these things again.
Okay.
The garage sales. Okay. Still looking for people to have garage sales. And how do they do that?
Correct. Garage sales are April 21st, 22nd, 23rd. If you are planning to have one, get us your registration information. Forms are available around town on our Facebook page. They were in the Fort Sight Journal or will be, and they were sent home with every kid at school. So they're around. If you can't find one, contact any sorority member, find us on Facebook, or just call me and I'll get you on the map.
Does the sorority have a Facebook page?
We do. It is Fort Recovery Psi Iota Xi.
Very good. So that's the garage sale.
And what to expect with garage sales? You register and you list items that you want. Well, items that you will have available on the and the dates that you will have them available, and the times that you plan to be open, and then you'll pay a registration fee. And a sorority member will drop off a garage sale sign, to put in your yard. And that's a symbol to let people know that you were part of our garage sale. And yes, people have garage sales that week without registering through us.
I don't like that.
I don't like that at all the time either. It kind of hurts our feelings.
Well, and what's the registration fee?
$30.
Oh, well, that'll break somebody.
Yeah.
No, so yeah. So that's $30 that you're contributing to the community.
Correct.
Because, as you said before, every penny of that goes to either the promotion of the garage sales, mm-hmm. and then whatever's left goes to all the things that, you know, you've talked about before, and we might kind of touch on some of those again of what things that the sorority does sure. to improve our town. Mm-hmm. So,
and years ago, sign we used up. To do 10% of your sales would go yeah. back to us. So if you sold Jack's golf clubs, which were very valuable,
which they might as well sell,
the 10% would come back of all of your sales. And so people had some issues with that, and they would sell it without reporting it and all that kind of stuff. And it's their journey, not mine. So we did switch that maybe 10, 15 years ago where it is a registration. So, yep.
So yeah. it's a donation, mm-hmm. and you get to get rid of all your stuff.
Right.
You know, it's awesome.
Yep. And usually before trash pickup day for the town, pick up in May. And also churches have the trailers for St. Vincent. Is that what it is?
St. Vincent de Paul.
Yeah. Yep. Where you can take your bags of clothes there. They don't usually mm-hmm. like furniture or breakable things right. type of things. But yeah, a bag full of clothes that you don't want to haul to Goodwill or wherever.
Yeah. Yeah.
That's either maybe out at St. Peter or at Mary Help or whatever type of thing. So there's good way to declutter yeah. your lives.
Yep. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Great idea. And the Brick Street Market.
Correct. Well, give it a try. Our first annual Brick Street Market on April 9th from 10 to 2. We're looking for vendors if anybody's interested in setting up. And kids, too. We'll have a special kids corner for them to sell some of their items. And really excited about that.
Yeah, I think that's going to be neat. And I think, you know, there might be some of that stuff that's kind of, depending on the age of the kid, might be a little bit corny, but
it's a kid.
Yeah, it's a really good way to kind of let the kids know that you appreciate their efforts. And, you know, I'm pretty sure they're not going to be trying to sell their paintings for $1,000. So, you know, just help them out a little bit and encourage kids. And that's a really good thing to do, is just encourage kids on their creativity. Even if, I don't know, are they any of them going to be selling lemonade? Is that a thing? But I don't know.
Now looking at the list now, we have Addie Judy, who's doing art by Addie. She does canvas paintings and handmade greeting
cards. Canvas paintings. Yeah. That's like real painting.
Ava Fullenkamp, she does Ava's Odds and Ends. So they'll have farm fresh eggs, jewelry, succulent, homemade dog treats. Isaac Reisner, he also does art canvases, wooden toys, and small accessories. And then Reese Diller, he has Everything Reese is his name. And he's selling snacks and just other creative things that he makes.
That's awesome.
How cool
That's
is
great.
That?
That's great. So yeah. It sounds like some of these aren't little kids doing stuff.
Right.
But
maybe we can blame it on COVID. Kids all found a new pastime. Yeah,
that's right. Well, you know, and you see so often, as you grandparents, we buy our grandkids this craft thing and this craft thing, and make your own bracelet and make your own cookies and all kinds of different things. So it does give them a chance to figure out. What's this whole entrepreneurship like?
Yeah. How much time did you have in it? Yep. What was the cost you had? And what would we price it as?
I think it'd be a great idea if people get together and decide that they're going to sell out everything that those kids have.
Okay.
Let's do that.
Good idea. Yeah. You have a lot of space on your walls.
Yes. Yes.
So we can add some.
In here, there is some. Yeah, out in the hall, we've got... We got our Rick Ports thing in the in the lobby, and then our team autographed stuff in the hall. But yep, we have room in here.
Shirts.
Yes, those are all autographed by football teams.
I see.
Yep.
Uh-huh.
Yep. So there's only six of those so far, but we're planning to get one every year for the next 20 years or so.
That'd be sweet. That's cool.
So. Yep. So do you have kind of an idea of what types of things the already signed up vendors are doing? Is it a big array of things, or is it all baked goods, or is it kind of...
It's a good variety at this point. Some baked goods, handmade jewelry, art, honey, and other bee products, hats, beaded bookmarks. So just it's a good variety at this point, so we're excited to see that as well. And then the food trucks, I believe, are going to be Wendell's Barbecue, Mariachi's, and Grounded Cafe at this time.
Fantastic. So. You could never go wrong with a food truck. And I'm sure that our local merchants will be open too.
Local restaurants will be where you can go in and sit down and have a nice meal out of whatever kind of weather we have, whether it's really awesome or wet or whatever it might be. But so,
Mandy, why don't you discuss how when you went to the merchant meeting, what their feelings were about this event?
Yeah, when we started discussing it, we wanted to make sure that the merchants were supportive and understood that we were doing this to also support them. So how could we create one just great fun event in conjunction with the Easter egg hunt, so to attract people to come uptown and then stay here for a while. So do the Easter egg hunt and then come visit Brick Street and visit the local merchants. So they're all very excited, and we're excited, like I said, just to hopefully create an event that pulls people in town and keeps them there for a few hours.
Yeah, because the Easter egg hunt and that type of thing is a pretty good draw, but a lot of those people come in and turn around and go away, and they don't come up and look at our, visit our businesses. But with something like this that'll draw them up to be on the street, they'll stop into I can't remember the name of the boutique where the bank used to be, or Sunshine Boutique, or Kelly's Shoes, or even stop by the Tin Cupboard, or Pete's, or Brick Street Tavern, or just whatever it may be, the pharmacy, forget me not. Those are businesses that can really benefit from a bunch of people being in town. And even if they don't buy anything that day, they'll see things that they definitely want to get, mm-hmm. and they'll be back.
And I tell you what, it doesn't surprise me that the merchants take that approach, because they're so supportive of each other. When it comes to giving to the community, nobody does it more than the businesses.
Absolutely.
You know,
so. And not necessarily as the Merchants Association or the Chamber of Commerce, mm-hmm. as individual businesses that will donate to virtually any school project, any community project that somebody approaches them with, because they know where their business comes from. They come from the town, and name recognition on those events is a big, big deal for them.
And we were talking about membership and not being able to make it to meetings and things like that. But these two events coming up are, you know, really just a the garage sale is more of like deliver signs and do some paperwork type of stuff you can do on your home in your own time. Or the vendor, it's going to be some little bit of setup and markings and things like that, and definitely publicity, those type of things too. But that's, you know, if you want to give back to the community by joining sorority and these type of events, even the Taste of Town is the most easy setup and most fun event ever, just to be around other people as well, too. And down at the Jubilee, of course, all the things that we do there, too. One of the kind auction is a riot, too. You see people you haven't seen in a long time.
Yeah, and it gives them all a kind of a chance to show off their culinary skills.
Absolutely.
I was going to say baking, but a lot of this stuff isn't baked at all. So I think kind of what you're kind of saying is you can be a very productive member of the Scioto Zai without having to attend all the meetings and make all the decisions. That's not necessarily, you know, there are people that those people are needed. And if you want to go and find out everything that's going on, and you know, they're not going to make you be in charge of something if you don't have the time and you don't want to be in charge of something. But they definitely appreciate any time that you can can be around to help with those events, even if it's for 2 hours a year is all you get done, because you're too busy chasing your kids around to various sporting events and stuff like that. You know, everybody has those times in their life, so it's important to do what you can to help out, even if it's only a little bit.
Absolutely. And we've all, you know, the ones who have been involved for 50 years, they've talked while we had the kids, and we did what we could with our husband's help and those kind of things as well, too. So, it's definitely difficult to get officers, like with all clubs. And I think they just had him for the community club. And Randy's still the treasurer.
Yep. Well, and if he wasn't so good at it, he wouldn't still be there.
Mandy's the treasurer. She may never get rid of it. I'm her co-treasurer, but she doesn't count on anything except making copies.
Well, that's important, too, because that's
this is Randy's second or third year as treasurer?
Yeah, I think it's
treasurer.
Second or third year of treasurer.
A decade.
From Lions Club now to this.
So, about 43rd year, if I had to guess.
So. You're right. He's just too darn good at it. So.
Yeah. Well, when you have it kind of down, it's just, you know, this is when I have to do this. This is when I have to do this. Yeah. And it's, once you get to that point, it's not terribly difficult. And especially if you have, if your life's set up where you have some time on a Tuesday night or a Thursday afternoon where you can, give 10 or 15 minutes here and a half hour there, you know that it's not that difficult. If you have to reinvent it to match your lifestyle, that's a different thing. So,
or Tuesday night before the meeting, right?
That happens a lot too. But it gets done.
Mm-hmm. Well, I tell you what, it's always a pleasure having you ladies come and visit.
Let me ask you one thing real quick. What if somebody does want to be a member? Do they have to be invited? Do they just show up at a meeting? Do they contact somebody? Mm-hmm. How would they join? Would they want to jump on the Facebook page and message somebody?
Or message us privately as well. March 16th, we're actually going to hold a pledge service where we're going to have, I think, five ladies who will pledge just to hang out with us for a year. And then they will choose then later next year. Well, I guess it's in the fall if they want to become members or not. And then that's when they're initiated in. We do have some pomp and circumstance related to a national organization like Lions Clubs do and things like that. So so March 16th, we're going to pledge some new members, and hopefully they like hanging with us and it can fit in their lifestyle and they'll become members.
Yeah. So if somebody...
you guys... stop doing the whole human sacrifice thing.
We
right?
did. Okay. We did start stop that. Yes, we did. We just thought that was really hindering our membership.
Well, they have tried to eliminate a few husbands, probably.
That's
but,
right.
But,
that's
right. So, if somebody would want to be involved in that, is it too late to get
not
signed up
all.
For that
March 16th? All. So. Not at all. That's a week from tomorrow night. It's weeks from Wednesday. Or no, it's Wednesday today, isn't it?
Yes.
Yes.
Yep.
Yes, it is. It's Wednesday. So, a week from today that we will do a short little service and say, introduce ourselves. And yep. And then hoping that we each would take one of those pledge members and on as our own and help them
kind
pick
of
them
mentor
up.
Mentor and show them the stuff.
Yeah, yeah. Bring them to the meetings and explain this and that. And it can get confusing for a national organization. But I think for the first couple of years, just put your blinders onto that and just see how you fit with what we do here.
Yes, because that's the main focus.
Yes. Mm-hmm.
Anyway, so
who's the oldest active? And to give ages. Who's the oldest active member?
Elaine Romer and Kathy Etzler would be the oldest too. They were part of the.
They're not that old.
No, they're part of the charter members.
That's cool.
Back in 1971. So yeah, and
that's
the youngest
fantastic.
Would be. The one with the least amount of years would be Julie Krieg. So there's a mom that, you know, we talk about children.
Yeah. She has
and
three.
She got married and had three children and became a member of the sorority, and she's been in charge of activities for us and comes to meetings. But, she's got a good guy there, too.
She is good.
Yeah,
she's
sweetheart.
She gets stuff. Mm-hmm. She knows how stuff works, and that's a good one.
Yes.
Three kids under five.
Yeah, and then her mother-in-law would be there, too, Pat Krieg. So, and then her sister-in-law, Gail, is there, too, as well. So, Mandy and I are teamers, and Jack's wife, Marcia, and Erica are together, and Pauline and Jessica are on together.
Isn't it neat seeing, like, the next generation kind of?
Yes. Yes.
Well,
they watched.
I'm going to guess in each one of those cases, those girls helped their moms when they were doing stuff and thought, this is fun.
Yeah.
And you get to accomplish real things.
And part of it's fun, but a bigger part is the value of community.
Absolutely.
You know?
Absolutely.
And you can do a lot of things for fun.
Yeah.
But those things aren't as rewarding as what you get to do, what you guys do.
Yeah. Community and friendships and caring about each other.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
So.
Mm-hmm. Let me throw one more thing in there. Mary Diller is retiring from our school system. So as of next year, I believe our school system is going to be shut down, because I don't know if we can survive without Mary Diller.
I think they're going to be just fine.
So do you have somebody already lined up to take your
It's just starting in the process. I was just accepted through the board to accept my retirement last month. So until a job is posted, until that person accepts, and then they approve it through the board and all those kind of things. So
you're lucky I wasn't on the school board. I'd have disapproved that.
I kind of hope they all did, but I doubt that. So, 31 years. May 31st is my last day, and it's been a true honor to work for our school district. It's one of the just an amazing place to work. So.
You know, I think back to that time, and I was probably on the Board of Education about that time.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, the startup of the preschool process.
Yeah.
And how I think at some point the funding was all grant related.
It still is. I've been doing that grant since 1991. Yes.
That's incredible.
And every 8 to 10 years, the state comes along and says, this is how we're going to prove you're doing what you're supposed to do. And you learn all new standards and things. And so we figured it out. And so I hope I have lots of good notes and files for the next person not to have to reinvent anything.
Well, if you take a community the size of Fort Recovery, and you take 31 years and you multiply it by
60 kids.
Right, I had 55 this year,
yeah,
yes.
You know, yeah.
You know, so that's 2,000 mm-hmm. lives that you touch uh-huh. in a community of 1,400, you know.
Yeah.
And your first class...
It was like Tyler Wepker, Sean Colleague. Those are about the only two that I can remember.
Wow.
Yeah.
Do you remember them because they were rascally?
I remember it because they were pretty exceptional. They were exceptionally with their cognitions and what they were able to show in their academics. Cool. Yeah.
Yeah.
I didn't get to have Mandy, but I had Tony and Jordan. Yeah. And then I wish I had you, Rocker. Sorry.
He wishes that too.
She means to teach.
So do I, actually. Yeah. Yeah. And we've discussed education with each other before, haven't we, Rocker? Yeah. And how some years are not great years for some of the students, how they struggle with things. But anyhow, I had Mandy's oldest, Aubrey and Wrigley, and now I have Lainey. But I won't have Grady, but I just don't think I could have done it 4 more years.
Yeah.
I don't know if the floor's getting lower or harder. I'm not sure.
Yeah. Yeah. Well, and I'm sure you will hear this many times in the next few months, but when you have an opportunity to touch as many lives as you've had, mm-hmm. and you've done it as well as you have.
Thank you.
You can certainly walk away with pride. And I know you, and you're not going to find yourself a rocking chair and sit quietly on your front porch. At least not all the time.
Not all the time.
Uh-huh. But it'll, great to be able to see what is next for you, too.
Thank you. Thank you. So. Yes. I'll be back because I am now... the co-chairman of the one-of-the-kind auction, too.
So. All right.
So, yep, let's take a quick break, and we'll come back and get with Rocker this day in pop culture history.
This day in pop culture history.
And he usually covers Tuesday and Wednesday.
Thank you for joining us.
It was
and
fun.
I wish you nothing but great things, Mayor.
Thank you. Thank you. Got to go out, guys. Thank you.
Good luck with everything, Mandy.
Thank you.
Mm-hmm. We'll be back with Rocker.
Remember that scene in the Indiana Jones movie where the old knight tells him to choose wisely? Hi, I'm Connor Ramel with Fort Recovery Insurance. When it comes to insurance, choose wisely. Now, I'm not an old knight, but I do know insurance. From farms to factories to cars and ATVs, don't just spin the wheel and choose the first one that comes up. Insurance is too important not to have some local advice on what is wisest for you. FortRecoveryInsurance.com, your local agent for Ohio Mutual Insurance Group.
This is the first thing you hear after the power goes out. Silence. But that doesn't last very long. The next thing you hear is complaining, then the inevitable whining. No TV, no power for laptops and tablets. How long do you think their cell phone will last without a recharge? How about your cell phone? Now's the time to call Reasoner Energy and talk about Generac generators. Not only do they operate quietly, a Generac generator from Reasoner will silence complaining and whining. Call 419-678-4858.
Wayne Street Market has your solution for Lent. Every Friday during Lent, they'll be serving their famous fish dinners for $8.99, which includes 3 pieces of freshly fried fish, your choice of 2 side dishes, and a roll. And you can also get their family fish dinner, which is a full pound of their freshly fried fish, your choice of 2 1-pound side dishes, and 4 rolls. Be sure to call ahead and place your order at 375-2865 so you can avoid the lines and to be sure they haven't run out of fish that day. Make Wayne Street Market your Lent headquarters every Friday during Lent.
Welding and Steel in Fort Recovery has 35 years of business experience with over 150 years of welding experience. From lawnmowers to semis, bring it to Vores, or Steve can send a mobile rig to you. If it can be welded, Vores Welding and Steel can do it. Need something made and fabricated? It's their specialty. Call Renee today at 419-375-4087. Vores Welding and Steel, 2 miles north of Fort Recovery on State Route 49, or call Steve for a quick quote at 419-375-4087.
If you're like me, then finding a job that fits your timeline is vital for you to be able to work at all.
Cooper Farms lets me set my own schedule so I can work when I have the time to. No one should have to choose between their family and their career. Thanks to Cooper Farms, you don't have to. With locations Van Wert, Paulding, Mercer County, and beyond, Cooper Farms has the flexibility and competitive pay I needed to work without sacrificing time with my family. Visit CooperFarmsJobs.com to find your new job today. Cooper Farms, more than a workplace.
Hi, this is Chad Guggenbiller with CSG Consulting, Finance, and Brokerage in Fort Recovery. 2022 begins an interesting business year. Has your business experienced change within your operation? Or maybe you've undergone the loss of internal critical personnel, a trusted banker, or advisor. Now more than ever, you need a strategy and a plan of action on how to navigate these challenges in your business. Let me help with this plan. See me, Chad Guggenbiller, at 419-852-4049. CSG Consulting, your partner in planning.
We're back. Rocker, I hope you're half as good as those ladies from the Sciote as I were.
Well, I know I'm not as attractive. That's for sure.
That is true. That is extremely true.
Unfortunately, that boat sailed quite some time ago.
I don't think that boat ever hit the water.
That's right. It sank like Ella Fitzgerald.
That's the Edmund Fitzgerald.
Close enough. But Bill, it was.
Yes.
So, Rocker, yes. What you got for us, bud?
On this day of pop culture history, 19... Of course, it's Tuesdays.
Yesterday.
We do both. 1960, Psycho premieres starring Anthony Perkins and Janet Leigh. Of course, the way they most known about that movie is the shower scene.
Yes.
Ooh, scene.
Have you ever seen it? You was probably a little young when that came out, weren't you?
What year was it?
1960.
I was four.
Yeah, you wouldn't have been able to watch that yet.
No, I wasn't allowed to take showers yet.
Or watch a movie, apparently.
Probably.
We fast forward to 29.
What's your favorite Alfred Hitchcock movie?
Ooh.
Birds. I don't know if I ever watched it.
I think the one with the Vertigo, I think.
Vertigo. Good. Very good.
Got that one in. Fast forward to 2019, which is only 2 years ago.
Well, that's not even hardly history.
Who was born then?
Well, don't jump the bed.
Oh, sorry.
Captain Marvel changes sexes. Now in 1967. Hold up in that car wash. 1967, Captain Marvel was a man. Then when they started making the movies, they somehow made him a woman.
He had his sex change?
Yes, apparently.
On screen?
For the benefit of Hollywood.
Oh, Captain Marvel was a woman?
Not originally, no.
I mean, but in the movie?
Yeah.
Okay. Really? So in 2019, what happened?
That's when they changed it to a woman.
Changing to a woman. Well, good for him, her, it.
March 9th. 1959, Barbie's introduced and has sold over a billion cents. So the Barbie business is quite huge.
Yes. Yes.
What year was that?
1959.
That was the year before whatever the other last thing was. Captain Marvel, I guess.
Alfred Hitchcock.
Oh, okay. That's what I meant.
Very good.
They're the same thing. Captain Marvel. Marbles. Yeah, Marbles?
We're burning daylight, boys.
Yeah, we are. Okay.
1982. Time travelers that never showed up. There's supposed to be some kind of deal where these people are waiting out in a field, and this ship was supposed to show up from the...
I mean, you mean like an alien ship?
Yeah. Never showed up.
No, was because of the Back to the Future.
1982?
Yeah.
I don't think so.
No.
Yeah.
Okay. Okay, we got a haul butt. Celebrity birthday time.
Oh, boy.
March 8th. Mickey Dolenz of the Monkees turns 77.
He's dead.
Who? Mickey Dolenz. No, he isn't.
Mickey Dolenz died.
No.
He's the only one still alive.
Roy.
Still in concert.
Davy Jones.
Nope.
Nope. Yeah. No, he isn't.
Okay.
But Mickey Dolenz is going to be
I thought Bill was on vacation.
Somewhere around here in the next few weeks.
Aiden Quinn turns 63.
All right.
Dr. Quinn, medicine man. Jaw.
Freddie Prinze Jr. is 46.
Wait, Fresh Prince of Bel-Air?
Not different guy.
Well off. And James Vanderbeek turns 45.
I golfed with him at the Elks.
I don't think you did.
Yep. March 9th. Brian Bosworth turns 57.
The Terminator.
That's today, actually.
The Boz.
Oof.
Hadn't heard of him for a long time. I forgot he existed.
And so did he.
Well, his wife probably noticed him.
He did.
So with us. Emmanuel Lewis Webster turns 51.
Nano, nano.
No, that's a different guy.
A little off. And he's dead. And actress Brittany Snow turns 36.
Oh, I
married to Rocky.
Who's Brittany Snow?
She's a show like most of those teen shows.
Oh, good. No wonder I haven't never heard.
Otherwise, I would have scratched her.
Oh, well, you'd like to.
Or she scratched me.
Yeah.
Well, apparently we're on a tight budget today.
We got time.
Oh, we got time?
I was told we're on a tight budget today.
Okay. We got enough time to talk about your football list of the best running backs.
Okay,
That's sports talk.
I screwed
so
up.
So did you do that on one purpose?
He was drunk.
You got stomped on.
Yeah, kind of. Yes, I do occasionally do one just to kind of draw some talk. Otherwise, you know, if there's no people chirping, it's kind of...
Good point.
Yes.
What's been...
I got to sell the list for crying out loud.
What's been your top 10 list that that's gotten you the most replies?
Oh, as a no doubter.
Good or bad?
Back a few years ago, I did a list called the top 10 haunted places, area haunted places, and I put the Major Williams died.
Yep.
And I thought, you know, that would have flopped. I would have bet any money and that would have flopped. And the next thing I know, there's like 50 some comments. And I'm thinking, what the heck? And it's all because they had no idea what. I call it the death house, which is what it was.
It's not there anymore.
No, it's gone.
Yep.
Which is good because, you know, it's...
Is that the one that was my neighbor?
Yeah.
Yeah. Oh. Yeah.
What about when you talk about, like, hot moms and hot wives, you like to...
Well, he never says that.
He implies it.
Yeah. He implies it, but...
Well, it never happens, so it's kind of, you know, it's like...
And it won't.
It's like shooting fish in a barrel.
Yeah, and you're the fish in the barrel. They're all aiming at you because you didn't name the right ones.
Well, you know,
the guys are mad because you didn't name their wives. The women are mad because you didn't name them.
What are these?
I can't see what it is. Probably. Those are the Cracker Jacks ones. That's the Cracker Jacks.
So, was there? I kind of came up to the realization that I probably put Ezekiel Elliott a little too high on the list.
Well, how are you going to have Chubb and Nixon as 9 and 10 behind Jerry Jeudy? He's a wide receiver. Yeah,
well, that was my flub up. The ones I put on there just to bait people was the Mixon. The Jeudy thing, yeah, that was a flub up.
Derrick Henry's pretty good.
Yeah.
Yeah, there again.
He could run through that wall.
So do we want to kind of go through these people? Jonathan Taylor, he has him at number one.
He played on the Colts.
Tool Time. Tool Time.
Oh. Yeah.
Yep.
Yeah, yeah. I think he was one of what's-his-name's kids.
Hey, I'm going to get off of here because... We got a big show tonight on Sports Talk.
We got a really big show, Ed Sullivan. We got a really big show.
For insight,
Rocky, you can stay if like these guys have time. I'm sure they'd love to talk to you about football running backs.
I'm sure they would.
But for insight, we'll see you next week. Rocker will be here.
I'll be in 2 weeks.
No, he'll be at the
community club meeting.
Pulling names out for the
Stay
Queen
tuned
of Hearts.
Stay tuned for Bubba and Fee and Sports Talk. They got a big one. See you later.
Thank you for staying tuned to Insight with Mr. Jack Stogler, right here on the Fort Recovery Internet Radio. This show was being brought to you in part by those community-minded sponsors you heard during the show. Thank you.